call those things?
Posters.
Uh-huh.
Put your post down there, and then you got a thing you stretch the wire with, mm-hmm. and put it tight. And then people wouldn't have a two strands of barbed wire to keep the cow, but the cow's got the hood. Now you got to have a full strand, or sometimes six, to keep cows out of here.
About how big are one of those things that you put in the ground?
Oh, some of them. Think in the bottom of that post, they use cross ties for some of the railroad ties. You know, that's pretty big job, digging a hole for a fence with a railroad tie to go in.
You know, I helped a friend of mine. He had to dig some holes in his backyard and put up a gate, you know? And you know these post hole diggers
that
you had to dig? Well, I tell you what, that's work.
Good
idea. I just had to dig a couple of them, but I was just about worn out after that.
You see, the boy put this fence around here. He had a pair of hole diggers with bent. And he was trying to dig holes. He was just working himself to death out there. And them things all bent up. He too stingy to buy them.
He was paying for it, wasn't he?
You tell him. I said, boy, why don't you sharpen these things? Well, you can't sharpen a hole digger. I said, you get your file and let me sharpen.
What would you, you know, a lot of people have a special set of dishes that they just use when company comes. What would you say those dishes are made out of? Very fine
dishes.
I
don't know. A lot of people have Chinese stuff, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of that somebody might put in a chicken's nest to try to get it to lay?
I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. You just call it a what? Say, I'm going to put this
egg in here. That's a what you call that bit?
The egg would be made out of the same stuff?
That's right.
Same dishes?
China.
It would be
a China, you know.
It would be a
China
egg.
And I used to know the name they called it. But I can't think of it now.
So if
I've seen them in nesties.
If the egg's made out of this stuff, you just say, well, it's just a what?
Egg.
What kind of egg? It's a...
That's a form of an egg. It ain't no egg. Mm-hmm.
Just an old China egg.
That's an old China thing to fool the hen.
Uh-huh.
As long as the hen see that, they're laid. They think ain't nobody breaking them up. But people get some things and put in nesters. I've seen them in several people around with white folks, you know, but they have them things in there. I don't know what they get them for. I reckon they get it eat their nest egg.
If you were going out to the well to get some water, what would you carry with you to carry that water?
Bucket and a rope.
Mm-hmm. What were these buckets? What did they look like? What shape were they?
They round.
Just round? What would a bucket be made out of?
And some of them made out of aluminum, some of them made out of zinc, they called it.
Mm-hmm. What about, what would you use to carry milk in? You're going out to the cows,
you got
a what?
A cooler.
A cooler? You would
a gallon bucket, sometimes we'd have a 5 gallon, 10 gallon, 10 bucket, mm-hmm. 5 gallon, now they got what these white buckets you get now.
Granite.
Granite bucket. Yeah.
Granite bucket.
Yeah. And
Loma
buckets.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard them called pails?
Pail.
That's right.
Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail? Are they the same thing?
Sometimes the pail's a pitcher.
A pitcher.
No, it's
not.
Okay. Pail is a bucket.
Huh?
What kind of bucket would you keep in your kitchen maybe to throw scraps into and then carry that to the